This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Cat in my lap. I have a big, dumb, orange cat in my lap, and he doesn't want me to do this. Every time I start, he bites me. Don't you bite me, Kendra? Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lauren Simon, with co-host Nardo. Usually you'll hear a 100-word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called Get Bitten a Lot by a Big Dumb Orange Cat. Yeah, it's the weekly challenge. It's a real challenge to do it when you have a big dumb orange cat biting you. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. Then we make a show, unless a big dumb orange cat keeps biting you. Jerk face. If I were to put a sock in it for a bit about this dumb orange cat, you would hear the music bed composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Drop him a line, him the awesome, and he probably doesn't have a big dumb orange cat screwing with his music as he composes it. Can I say big dumb orange cat over and over again? BigDumbOrangeCat.com. Anyway, this is the 58th Weekly Challenge. The topic was selected by last week's winner, which is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. And she had big dumb dogs. The topic is cheating. We got 9 stories this week. Oh boy, one more than last week. What do you think, Nardo? Yeah, I know what you always think. Claw me up and bite me. He's just struggling in my lap. He lets you stay there and he doesn't need a jerk. Which story goes first? It's the winner from last week. That's Angie B. of Unwind. And all sorts of other ones. Congratulations. She was too busy to write one for us. So, maybe next week she gets the magnets anyway. Let's go with the rookie. Radar Masukami of Audio Gaijin and Second Life Under the Radar. Now he runs away. Just when I'm done. Here you go, it's Radar.
It burned in his hand. It burned in his conscience. But he was not going to change his mind. It was far too late for that now. Trembling, he unfolded the crumpled paper in his hand. He read the scroll on it, recognized the handwriting, felt he knew what the person who wrote it was thinking. He hoped he was wrong. Please be wrong, he whispered. Please, please. He dialed. He heard a phone ringing far away. Someone picked up. His heart raced. His thoughts were crazed. A woman's voice spoke.
Time Traveler's Lottery Number Selection Services.
A collaboration! Yay! Domo-arigato, Radar Masukami Muji Muji Radar. The text from Radar's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to people's homepages and podcasts, and that way you can check out all the other cool things they do during the time they're not in Second Life. This is turning into a Second Life podcast, isn't it? Oh no, we're all dollies, we're dancing, we're drama. Okay, now let's check out the veterans. I'll play them in the order that I receive them. Okay. Who did I receive first? Oh, Mike James of Mike Thinks. What does Mike think? Let's find out.
Hi, this is Mike James with the Mike Thinks Podcast, www.mikethinks.com. The news you missed with a 100-word stories podcast, cheating. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. 347-BUG-MIKE.
Gerald sat in the dark, alone.
Years ago, he had cheated his roommate, swapping a winning lottery ticket with a losing one. His roommate never knew. $25 million. Gerald bought expensive cars, lavish parties, and constant streams of women. Now, middle-aged, money gone, his tears echo in silence. Gerald looks out his window and wonders, what if? Miles away, Tom looks out his window. Making the mortgage was a struggle. His mind wanders, dreaming of winning the lotto like his old roommate. He kisses his wife and kids goodnight, drifting off to sleep, content, still pondering. What if?
What if? Thank you, Mike, for asking us that question. We'll come up with an answer right after this. Just kidding. Thank you, Mike. Next up is the man of the, well, not hour, because we have no idea how long this will take, but it's the man of the theme music, Mr. Electronic Musica, Electrona Musica, how do you say that? The 16th, GuyDavid.com. Guy? What a guy. Hey, Guy, here we go.
Hi, everyone. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 58. I was just relaxing, man, laying down, listening to All Is Full of Crap by Beyond on the radio, when my wife just walks in. Take out the trash, do the dishes, vacuum the cat, and clean the floor. Sure, dear, you go and have some fun, I'll do the housework. Like hell I will. I have better things to do with my life. Like things, you know. It's a good thing I keep a banjo playing midget in my drawer. I know, that's cheating, but I pay him good and he's thorough. My wife doesn't suspect a thing.
Oh, crap.
Thank you, Guy David. Tom Marquette, a footnote, please. Help.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the footnote. And I've suddenly found that I'm remiss in the fact that I have not written a story about an ass. So, in keeping with podcastingisfullofcrap.com, I present the following. Your cheating ass. Alfonso de la Vega had cheated Def innumerable times, much to Def's vexation. There was the Monopoly game in Madrid, the Baccarat hand in Barcelona, Solitaire in Seville, Twister in Terra de Fuego. He was empty-handed and one step behind Alfonso. When Def caught Alfonso in bed with Persephone, he hit the speed dial on the cell. Cut the threads, he screamed. But De La Vega didn't die. His backside just sprouted 12-inch corn rolls. He looked like a Rastafari chia pet. Def laughed as the instant text from the three sisters lit up. Okay, we'll butt the dreads.
But dreads. That's how Frisky is starting to look. We really need to clip him. Clip the fur. Everything else got snipped before. Thank you, Tom Marquette. A footnote. Next up, Ellison is back! Yay! Okay, we have a story from Ellison. And by the way, he's got a book coming out. Shorts in a Wad, is it? You can find out more details at ellison1.blogspot.com. And if anyone else is making any books of their 100-word stories, I'm going to try to get a link to the Amazon page up on the podcast sidebar. If there are other things, promo stuff that you want me to put up there, this is all about the group. This is the community. This is everybody coming together. Whatever I can do, let me know. And then 5 or 6 weeks later, I'll get it done. Bust my balls over it. I'll move it at the last minute and make all drama out of it. Oh, I'm getting it all done. Woo! Lazy asshole. Okay, here we go with Ellison.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to the 58th Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is cheating, and my story is entitled, The Cheater. He sat in the examination room, forehead beaded with sweat. It was all of 60 degrees in there, AC turned up full blast. His sweat was from nerves, not heat. He had to decide. The university's code was strict. On my honor, I give my word that I have neither given nor received aid during this examination. Transgressors were expelled. Should he sneak a peek at his crib notes and risk getting caught? Could he look at himself in the mirror if he got away with it? If he relied on memory alone, would he fail? Should he cheat? Or not. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
I went to Rice University, and we had one of those honor codes. And we took that thing seriously back then. I hope they take it as seriously now. Thank you, Ellison, for reminding me of those fun college days. I think we made a drinking game out of it once. Whew, okay, enough of memories. Let's move on to Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. What has he got for us this week?
Hi, this is Caleb Bullen from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And since this week's topic is cheating, I thought I would do a little cheating myself and present to you A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. Let's anybody outright that. Your cheating heart may make you weep, but my cheating heart pumps someone else's blood. You can still hear it beating in my chest. But thanks to the liberalization of free trade, it only pumps the blood of the highest bidder. So to stay alive, I have to do a perpetual mechanized cartwheel, turning to the right, upside down, back over, and upright again. Can't go too fast or centrifugal force will strangle me. Can't go too slow, either. It does have its upsides, though. I've fathered 17 kids so far. Turns out, the ladies really do love a spinner.
Thank you, Caleb. By the way, check out Caleb's page, Black Tie Martini Club, oddcast.com, or blacktiemartiniclub.com, whatever it is. The link's on the show notes. Do you have a link to the NPR contest, Caleb? If you do, folks, follow that, listen to his thing, and then vote for him anyway. I want to see Caleb, like, be Mr., you know, the next, Ira Glass, but without being, like, you know, the jerk that
Oh, I'm so much better than the world. My little part of it is vastly superior to your, you know, that kind of thing. So there we go. Caleb Bullen, BlackTieMartiniClub.com. Links on the show notes. Next up is, checking the list, checking. Oh, we have a Smith this week. Yay. Well, we only have one though. It's Ted, the granddaddy of them all. Ted from, here we go.
Hi, this is Ted, and this is my submission for the weekly challenge number 58, the topic of cheating. It was an ugly divorce. Ben and Sarah had been married for almost 50 years. Never in his wildest dreams did he think something like this would happen. One day Ben received an email. There was no text, but there were pictures attached. Clearly this could not be his Sarah, the woman who had bore his children, who had taken care of him all these years. And this guy, he looked to be about 25, with broad shoulders and a thick head of hair. Why would he want a woman of Sarah's age anyway? As he left the courtroom, he could still hear Sarah sobbing and murmuring, "It wasn't really cheating. It was Second Life. It's only a game."
You're just going to keep saying that only a game, aren't you? It's real. Okay, well, that's Rocky. Thank you, Ron. I'm sorry, Ted. Shit. I'm losing it. Oh, the barriers are down. By the way, I've got a special coming up in another story or two here. I think you'll get a kick out of it. Something that did happen in Second Life. A little promo. So, until then, here's Liana of Hodgepodge Point looking for your stories. And here's one of hers.
Hello again, everyone. It's Leiana from Hodgepodge Point. Why do I have the most trouble coming up with a story for my own topic? Is this some kind of Lawrence curse? Will I get a weird disease next? So for this week's challenge number 58, cheating, I have hired my hubby to help me out. My following story is titled Keeping to Tradition.
"I demand a rematch,"
cried the hare.
"Last one wasn't fair."
Tortoise agreed, but only with a wager. Hours later, they were positioned behind a white line with a crowd. An elephant blew his trunk for the start. Hare kept pace for 10 feet, then ran off with great speed. When near the finish, Hare laughed triumphantly. But before his foot crossed the line, a sports car sped by, Tortoise in the driver's seat.
"That's cheating!"
Hare yelled.
"Can't mess up the moral of the story now, can we?"
Tortoise replied, handing Hare the turtle wax.
"Don't scratch the paint."
And that's what the weekly challenge is all about. Bringing couples together, screaming like bunnies. Okay, thank you, Liana and Mr. Liana. Next up is Daphne from Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara. Something called Second Life. I don't know. Shopping, you know, with fake money and fake everything. Here we go with Daphne Abernathy.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara. Podcast that tells you where to spend your lindens. Find out about us at www.daphneandtamara.com. And here is my submission for the 100-word story weekly challenge. Topic this week, cheating. Brad was at the bar, and a stranger came in, sat down, ordered a drink, and asked if there was a pool table. Brad asked the stranger if he'd like to play, and place a friendly wager. Stranger smiled, nodded. Brad cheated and won. Stranger paid his debt and smiled. Brad took his winnings and left the bar. Stranger smiled and watched as Brad crossed the street and into the path of a speeding metro bus. The stranger smiled nodded, took out a list, crossed off a name. Brad learned, you can't cheat death.
No, you can't cheat death. Thank you, Daphne. Now here comes a special bit of the podcast here. I think this is a first. If it isn't, well, I guess I forgot when I did it before. This is Matthew Ebel of Matthew Ebel, EBEL.com. He has a new album called Virtual Hot Wings at virtualhotwings.com. It's a fan-produced album, virtual album, that you can download. You'll get all sorts of tracks. It's four or five concerts within second. The details are up at virtualhotwings.com. There was a launch of this album at the Virtual Thirst Pavilion, where some idiot built, like, machine with a tree sticking through it and all that, and they had to get a scripter, professional scripter, to fix the buttons, and you know how it is. You know, Coca-Cola, $12 gazillion, and you wind up with a midget in a tuxedo and roller skates building stuff at the last minute. Virtual Hot Wings is available for, I think, like $20 or 5,000 lindens or 30 gazillion Zorkmids, but the link will be up in the show notes, and here's a song, I think it's like The Single Man's Lament, and it's disturbing.
This is for all the ladies in the room, and I suppose 10% of the guys. Statistically. Felt the touch, and Lord knows I miss it so much. All I want's a girl, or two or three. Will anyone here tonight go on a date? So I don't have to go back home and meditate. See, I'm a real deep guy, and I like to talk, and I'll hold you tight on a moonlit walk. But don't worry, I'm only wanted in another state. Sound pathetic, it may sound sad, but I miss kissing a girl so bad. I'm a tall, handsome, sensitive guy, if you like. I can cry.
Track. Matthew Ebel, virtualhotwings.com. Check it out. It's well worth it. Plus, every time he says crap, he's talking about me. Well, most of the time. He does tend to say crap a lot. All right, folks, here we go. Everybody's least favorite planet in the universe, well, right behind Pluto. It's Planet Z.
The announcement from Metzger Barber College shocked the country. The basketball team was involved in a point-shaving scandal. The worst part of the news was that the gamblers who paid the players to miss free throws received lousy haircuts and shaves as part of the deal. Normally, Metzger has high standards when it comes to the skills of its students, but these gangsters were going around with uneven sideburns, split ends, and razor stubble. You'd expect better. For days, paper boys stood on the street corners and shouted, "Extra, extra, read all about it. Shaving and haircuts, two-bit hoods."
That's for you, Terrence and Jane. The maple leaf rag. Great. Terrence's story. I don't see one by Terrence. That means, oh, it's missing. Where did it go? Yeah, expect some editing. All right, here we go. Ending music, ending credits. Come on, roll it. Roll that beautiful bean footage. And there you have it. 10 stories about cheating. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge, especially those that made it through my spam filter. I'm sure that one or two got stuck. It's about time I just started using the Gmail address for this shit, huh? Which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 59th weekly challenge. Pick the topic for the 60th, and they will win 100-word stories refrigerator magnets. By the way, next week, Friday, May 31st, second anniversary of this piece of shit. I've been doing this shit for 2 years. I'm blogging for, what, 6? And I've been dancing from the day I was born. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out the show notes, links to everyone who sent a story this week, text of the stories in case you don't understand what they're saying, and if you got something you want me to put up on the side, let me know. You know, like Ellison's book. You can go, you know, click through his link and find out details, but I want to put that on the side as well. You got something to push? You know, get it on there. Get it on. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes. Write a review, please. And the awesome Podcast Ready site. No, don't click twice. They're one-click options. Well, as I mentioned before, musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. If I say anymore, I'm going to laugh my ass off again. We'll be back tomorrow with another thrilling episode of the Wacky Adventures of... Wait. Oh, it's already posted? Oh, God. Well, I guess another Wacky Adventure of Abraham Lincoln is up. It's by Caleb Bullen. Next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. Another story tomorrow. May or may not be about Lincoln. Just deal with it. Also, there's a new island called Edlow Island in the works. There's going to be a lot of folks from this podcast. And there's, if you're on this podcast, you're looking to get a little space in Second Life, drop me a line. If you're not one of the partners, we'll find room for you. We're all cool. And if we're not cool, we're all evil. Speaking of evil, Matthew Ebel. MatthewEbel.com, VirtualHotWings.com. Check out that album. Don't just say, oh, I'll just record all the things out of Second Life and I don't got to pay anything. Don't be a dick. The man is playing his heart out for you. Show a little Linden or real love. Hey, he posts his thing. Can I get just one friend? So head to one of his concerts and give him a little friend in the back alley. That could be misconstrued really bad. Let's wrap this up. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for putting up with this shit. Your stories, I love them all, but only the winners win. And as always, even though I can't, you need to keep it brief. Closing.